Tonight we're talking Love and Hip Hop Atlanta's 2020 Final Edition, and also we'll be talking about 50 Cent's dick. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We need Carly up in here.
This has different meanings to me now. Like, I can't.
How would you think Carly would do the dance to this, though? On scrap.
I don't want to think about it anymore, because I have vivid images in my brain right now.
Now just picture Mama D. Picture Mama D going,
oh, talking about her. See why you had to go to the
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy, DJ Jesse Jane, here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. Damn, this feel like the reunion.
The reunion lost our entire panel. Like, everybody was like, I can't deal with this shit.
Nicolette done opened a computer and sent an email, y'all.
She went home and said, nah, I ain't doing it. Stefan's like, nah, I'd rather be with the hoes. Like, just gone.
When Nicolette don't want to come in, she'll send me a text. This bitch thought the show was so wack, she done wrote an email. Was like, I cannot come in today.
Sorry, guys.
Anyways, I'm joined in studio by Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
I was like, bitch, if I have this long ass day today and I gotta come in studio,
I'm
Courtney.
I'm still here. I ain't even have a car, but I made it.
She need a ride. Right.
Praise the Lord for Uber.
So I want to start with Carly Red.
We have,
clearly you guys are like, why did he just mention 50 Cent's dick? So apparently on Power, 50 Cent had a nude scene.
Yeah.
I just found out about this, and I was really disappointed.
And I just saw it, and I'm totally, like, astonished.
I'm, like, blown away.
Because it wasn't good, not because I was like, oh, yeah. I was like...
I don't know where you could check it out. I found it on Tumblr, just flirting.
It was on
floating
Tumblr.
Around.
There you go. Tumblr with a pinky. Pop it out.
I'm looking like Earthworm Jim.
All right. Earthworm Jim.
Carly Red. Honey.
Oh, Carly.
We done found out.
Well, she got a new outfit.
Too much.
I love that they all, like, changed outfits, like, two or three times to feel special.
Or it took them, like, 3 days to film something
like this.
We've seen Carly with Jessica in life, which is, like, why is Jessica sitting here with this conversation?
You know, Jessica had no other, like, point for the entire season. So she's Carly's friend, and that's how she got in.
And so, what's her name asked life when Carly fainted, what were you thinking?
He says, like, stay there. I hope she stayed there.
Zach, can you pull up the chat room for us?
Just stay there.
See what kind of devil he is.
It was terrible.
Carly would be fun to hang out with for like a day.
Yeah,
and then I'd be like, girl,
away.
Yeah, that's
like,
when
you need
go back
to like,
Atlanta.
Turn it back down. Just turn it all the way back down.
She was upset that she found out mid-relationship that life wanted an open relationship.
Yeah. But
you're
then,
dating a rapper, singer, like, girl.
Yeah, but she was also kind of mad because the rule didn't apply to her. So, like, he was in an open relationship, but he was mad she was in an open relationship.
I mean.
Because he tried to come for her for, you know, messing around with the scrap, De Leon and whatnot. But, Carly, can I just ask, what are you doing? Was this just a press circuit for today? Because she's been all over the blogs today and over the weekend because she got a car from some dude. Oh. Life done responded. She done came for him on that, but nobody knows who the dude is. Like, were you just trying to, is that your own personal press circuit? Because you were a big portion of this part of the reunion, so you want to make sure people watch. Like, what was the plan?
Like, a man just gave her a car?
I mean, it was a Lamborghini or something in her
but
yard.
But she can buy her own
balloons.
Car, right? So she got coin.
I mean, well, that's the thing. And Life posted something with his kids talking about anybody can buy you a car. Except you, boo. But, like, not everybody can give
Honey,
you love.
Because that ring, looking at that ring a third time, looked like the metal used
told
on a bicycle.
You. Told you. That was some hot garbage. But whoever she with now, apparently, they are getting her cars and she is very happy.
Well, I hope you find happiness and peace, girl, because you're messing around with all these messy boys. And you messy too.
You messy too,
but
girl.
You, I feel like you just need, no. I was going to be like, you need a man like 50 Cent, but no.
No, she going to definitely need something thicker than 50. 50 was not rolling it very tight. But it's sad though, because Carly is like, got a label, you know? They said that bitch
girl, we ain't
going to
say that about the label. Whoa. We gonna get to that comment. But before we get to that comment, he said, Life said to her, man, you sitting up here, you talking about, you want my dick up in you. You sitting up here asking me to put my dick up in you. Now, see, here's the thing. I think it was kind of both ways. I could totally see Life coming on to Carly and being like, you girl with that van.
And then she was like, yeah, I'm down for anything. I'll do whatever you want, Daddy. Where you want to do it at? You want to do it in the bathroom? You want to do it on the staircase? You want to do it outside on the tree? I'll do it too.
And Carly, like, that person, like, think about when Life Jennings was out, like, 15 years ago. How young and, like, nostalgic that was probably for Carly.
She wasn't more that young. 15. She was, like, 30.
Younger. So I when mean, she was know, like, probably went and told her girls, like, ooh, I'm a get jock. I'm a get appeal. Jock.
You know.
I'm a get jock. You know who hit on me, girl. Life Jennings.
And he got that crusty voice, and he's tall. So it's kind of sexy. You know, he been to jail. You know, that turned people on.
Life Jennings was semi-attractive on the cover of his first album.
I mean, I wasn't mad. I don't think he's unattractive.
Looking at him tonight?
I mean, he looks a little beat up, but I mean...
That's what I think it is. But he's been through life,
you know? He's been through life. He's been in jail. Like, he's supposed to look a little rough. So, you know, that. But that's kind of a turn on.
But my thing with Life is, like, I don't know if I look at Life and look at him as, like, I think she's blown this out of proportion. Because it's like, girl, you know what you're dealing with.
She wasn't confused. I think the thing that really threw it, like, over the bus is that he had a relationship with a girl and impregnated her simultaneously. Because everybody was doing their dirt, but it's like, come on, you not even wrapping it up and doing your dirt?
You're dismissed, Life.
Dismissed? So, you can't dismiss me.
Well, you got it. You got did get dismissed. Dismissed,
brother. They walked you right out that side door, which was something apparently they couldn't do to Arian's ass. But anyway.
So... We see Tommy, KK. Nina was like, yo, KK, if it was any other girl other than Tierra, would you have told Tommy? KK was like, nah, I said it because I didn't like the bitch.
She was bad news for Scrap. She was trying to protect
Scrap. I mean, but here's the thing. Hand claps for KK for keeping it real and being like, I mean, I ain't fuck with this. Really, all she's saying is like, I ain't fuck with Tommy like that. I just... Don't fuck with Tierra Moore. I mean.
And, you know, fair enough.
Okay. Jessica Dime said, Tommy is disgusting and ratchet. Jessica.
Notice the silence.
Carly, let me find out. Tommy said, she almost looked at Stevie for permission to say.
She did.
Is it okay if I say that Carly works for us?
Yes, she did.
What's that tea? Zach, can you pull this chat room? Because I know someone in this chat room knows this tea. What is the tea, y'all?
Carly been fucking with Stevie for years.
Yeah, but like, what's the tea? What's the pyramid scheme? Like, is this like Herbalife? Like, you have like a supervisor and then you have like, you know what I'm saying?
The bevy of Stevie hoes and they all like, how did this go down? I'm interested. Or maybe she's been a hoe for Mimi since way back.
Let Carly wax him down while she was on vacation. I'm like, was she waxing
wax him down and top him off while she was on vacation? Because she was mad because he messed around with Tierra.
We see that Tierra got married. She's apparently in a good place.
She's also wearing a Dancing with the Stars jumpsuit. And I was like, what is happening? But whatever. Go on.
I'm just like, in the time you did this filming, you were talking to Scrap
with homie with the little elf. That's only further proof that it's fake. Because she probably was actually dating who she was actually dating this whole time. And just to have some storyline pieces, she kept messing around with the whole Scrap and Jay Nix. Well, we all know she went with Jay Nix, for real. Let's keep it all the way real.
Mm-hmm. Who the hell married Tierra? That man in that picture looking like Beyonce security guard.
And she said they got money now and they happy, so she don't care what nobody got to say.
Get your coin, girl.
And according to KK, six baby daddies.
And she said, I'm happy.
Six times.
I'm happy for her. I'm happy. I just want her to stop insta-thoughting.
Yeah. I mean, fair enough, you know?
Six kid in, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How can y'all call someone ratchet while you're wearing a struggle?
There was some definite struggle wigs, wow, Jessica. We're gonna get to the main struggle. That was the struggle for freedom right there. That hose wig was.
I thought Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar were gonna come out and perform.
Exactly. Freedom!
come out from under Arian's wig.
Because it was a mess.
Okay. KK said, here's the tea, though. So KK said she got a call from this random person.
Yeah, I was real confused with the story.
I'm like, how'd this person just get your number like that?
Wait, what?
And they said that King isn't Scrap's son
because he looks like some other child's.
But then why is the kid living with Tierra if it's your kid?
I just don't even know. Like, it was too much.
And to me, I'm just kind of like, KK knows that's kind of bull, and that's why she hasn't told Scrap.
Of course.
Like, I hope he's...
And I would be really shocked if Scrap didn't actually do a paternity test when the kid was born. Especially, like, nowadays. And you already got four kids and four baby daddies.
Y'all so with him being in jail, if Tierra wanted that test, could they still...
I mean, I'm pretty sure they could. Right? I mean, all they you can buy them at the drugstore now, swipe it in his mouth and go about a business. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he got some serious.
Well, speaking of serious, you know, KK hasn't looked or is concerned with these three felonies that she had...
That she
personally had nothing to do with.
She didn't even look into it. Okay, honey, you don't look into your felony, okay? They charged you and arrested your ass.
I didn't even look into it. That's like getting a warrant in another state, you like, for a speeding ticket. Like, you don't look at that. You know what I mean? Like,
I haven't looked into the felonies that they arrested me for. I just, you know, it'll get figured out because I didn't do anything. You know how many people say they ain't did nothing and they still be up in jail?
Has KK ever done it? Y'all in the chat room, has KK ever done an interview outside of this? Like, is she on Boss It or what's the other one? The Shade Room?
Shade Room or something. Somewhere like,
has she
an actual
been on
interview?
One of these things? Like, grapejuice.net or something?
You said
like,
grapejuice.
I mean, she on one of them. Some one of them had to have gotten her. Someone in Atlanta, oh, here. Check in for her.
Oh, man. KK definitely unbothered, but I don't know if that's a good thing, girl.
I can't. What else do we get from that? Because we ain't talking about that part yet. Let's talk about Mimi.
Mimi.
Stevie and Chris. First of all, Stevie, I'm not here for your homophobic, problematic comment talking about if Mimi wanted a hard side of things, she should get a guy. She don't want a hard life. That you've put her through. She's been there, done that.
He's not thinking that far. He's just thinking of his dick.
Yeah,
that's
well, if that's the case, I mean, clearly we started the show talking about that. Maybe all men can't live up to that height.
Oh.
But we've all seen Stevie's. We know he does.
Oh, true that, true that. But Christina, what's her name?
KK does interviews with her defense lawyer. HBeach 14. Oh, my God, stop.
It's her defense lawyer, Phaedra Parks.
And Sky Patterson, KK has done interviews outside of this. Okay.
We'll have Shibi to and check a shack. Some of those out.
Wait. KK, Francisco says, KK got her own show, Shibi in a Shack on Peter Street talking shit.
Oh my God.
Honey, and I be one in one on North Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to KK. I'm trying to come to your shack. You can come to our shack.
And we'll spill all the tea. I want to know how you unbothered by felony charges.
See, I don't know if I could actually have a real conversation on camera with KK.
Why?
Because I feel like she's the type that, like, I'll ask a question, she'll, like, dance around the... Well,
I think that's for the show.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, like, she would be like that in here, and then once these cameras were off, I'd be like, let me tell you this. I think KK would actually be really cool to go to lunch with, but...
Just not do the show with, because she won't say it on air.
And I get it. If I had three felonies,
you know, I wouldn't be saying shit on air.
I wouldn't even be out there.
I wouldn't even be outside my house, probably. I'd be sitting at home just waiting until everything was cleared up and everything was fine, so they don't try to catch you on something else.
Honey, three felonies, I'd be on Beyond Scared Straight trying to get my life together. All right, Mimi and Chris and Stevie. So Chris, again, not a lesbian. She prefers male pronouns, but she understands that the world doesn't understand that, so she ain't gonna bug out at you if you call her something else.
Yeah.
Mimi said she's sexually fluid with no labels and just loves personalities. Yeah, shitty ones. Like, honestly.
But that's fair. I mean, at least she was clearly saying that, you know.
She down for whatever.
I'm down for whatever. And Chris made me feel... That's the name? Mm. I keep wanting to call her Christina. Anyway, Chris was honest, and I felt for Chris when he was talking about how everybody ain't got money for the drugs and for the hormones and for the change
that was real.
And all that. And that was real, because you could see, like, she would like to be he... for real all the way, and perhaps that's just not in the cards for her right now. Mm-hmm. But maybe she should have, like, been nicer and just dealt with some of Mimi's bullshit for, like, two more seasons to get a couple more checks, and then it could have been happening.
But here's the other thing, which is true, which is kind of like when Mimi was like, so why did you come on the show?
Yeah, I loved you!
Which I do believe...
I believe that, too, because she's...
Yeah, like, intense. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That was really intense. But so Arian said, I don't understand Chris's identity. And when Chris said, I feel like Arian's shading me. Well, one, I forget who wrote it up in here. But yes, I do believe Arian wants Mimi. I do believe that.
I've never believed it more than I believe it after this damn expose.
Honey.
So they don't expose something, because it was intensely like, this is my bitch, this is my, even though you had no reason legitimate whatsoever to be there, to stay there once you were asked to leave, like, the intent, like, she was fighting, Mimi was just sitting back like, bitches, go at it. So, go ahead.
But my other thing is like, if Chris and Mimi were in this relationship... And obviously, Arian's so close and asks so many questions, like Mimi stated. I think it would be well known that Chris couldn't afford the surgery. So why are you still confused?
Like, because
you're shading her. Yeah, you're shading her. And girl,
hater.
That's why she collected you, talking about get your edges out here looking like fucking Katana from Mortal Kombat with that wig, girl. Like,
it
what?
Was awful. And Arian, goodness gracious, you've had some great wigs, and that one was terrible. And somebody said they said Arian's age was actually, she's 40 something like Mimi, and that's the first time she really looked it. I was like, girl,
you ever seen that movie The Witches? You remember the end when what was her name?
That's why I can't with you.
What's her name? Angelica Houston. And this bitch was like in her bedroom and she took her wig off.
It literally, her wig was a hat. It literally.
No, it was a fucking hood.
This is just glued down.
Bitch, if she put a white skeleton mask on, she would have been screamed.
And it was sculpted. Like, that was just too ridiculous. And the sad part, though, is that it's very obvious that Arian wants a relationship with Mimi. And she has probably only been a side piece occasionally between her and Stevie. Because she got real aggressive when she said, I told y'all Mimi is a lesbo. And it's like, girl, calm down. Like, Mimi gets to decide that, doesn't she? But it was obvious that she'd just been a little side piece for a little while, and Mimi been dabbling around, and that was her real relationship with Chris, and that's why she was like, no, you were supposed to date me.
Right. I low-key, tonight I thought the night was going, Arian was going to come, be like, well, you know what? I did go through it. Bitch, you couldn't afford it, but that's why I've been sitting here, C character, four seasons.
Arian, girl.
The other thing is, have Stevie and Jocelyn really been dating for 6 years now?
I mean, I guess it's technically...
Have I been doing this that long?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, you haven't been doing it for 6 years, but it's been at least four.
No, I'm just trying to really think. Like, did I walk into...
It's been at least
the
four.
Love and Hip Hop of Jocelyn and Stevie? Like,
pretty much.
Is that how it started?
No, you started in New York, but...
Well, girl, I didn't start in New York.
You didn't start with New York? Mm-mm. You started in Atlanta?
Girl, okay. You know what's so funny?
I remember old New York. I want Chrissy and what's his name.
I never even had seen that season.
Are you serious?
I really thought about how I even am the host of this freaking show. It was because one day, I really thought about it. I walked past Studio B and they were like, Jesse, we need another fill-in. Do you watch Love and Hip Hop? I was like, no. I watched it and it was a reunion. Maybe it was the reunion to the first season. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? And I just started talking like, and here we are.
And here we are, 5 years later, apparently, or however long it was. Crazy. But y'all glad he came. You're just glad he came. Oh, season one.
Arian, the other thing is, you going to sit up here talking about, she said she had a personal agenda against Chris. And
she said a personal vendetta.
Vendetta.
And then went on to try to explain why she can't be nice. And I was like, but you just said you had a personal vendetta, so that's why you an asshole. Like, but.
And she brings up this
song. I want to hear the damn song.
I do want to hear the song. Can someone throw that song link in the chat room? Someone find that damn song.
Find Chris's song.
I don't even know. Like, how do you Google that?
I didn't even know Chris was. Did we know Chris? Is it a rap song? Is it an R&B song?
He looked like he would be on some, like.
Some rap shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
You know this bitch from Love and Hip. She sucked my clit.
No, she wouldn't. Remember, she doesn't like her stuff to be done.
Oh, right. I sucked her clit.
I sucked her clit.
But here's the thing, like, y'all coming at her for disrespecting you on this thing when you brought her on a show and dragged her.
Yes, you did.
And you're just continuously doing it. Even size. Y'all are even, still okay? Just, you good.
I know y'all in the chat room talking about Chrissy. Chrissy and Jim, did they ever actually get married? Mm-hmm. If y'all ever know, let me know. Anyway, Chris is transgender. Well, technically.
Bitch acting like she's gonna give Chris a fatality.
Oh, who is Chris?
Arian did come dressed looking like Mortal Kombat, though. Like, I can't.
She was too much.
Then it got into this whole, like, protect yourself.
Well, I think she was actually saying that because she's also aware that Arian is attached to Mimi. And then Arian was getting all sensitive and making it about a fight. And I don't think that's where Chris was coming from. I think Chris was like, bitch, you're going to get dragged just like I did. She just going to use you up.
But then, Arian, here's where I was going with it a little before. Why are you, like Jessica Dime, same category. If y'all bought tickets to the Beyonce concert, you'd be sitting in the same section.
Thank you, y'all. They still ain't married.
But I want that link. Find Chris's song.
We still looking for Chris's song.
You can't say, why are you even here? You're not even important. Why are you even here? You don't even have a story. She had more of a storyline than your struggle.
Yes, girl.
Music career this season, girl.
Girl.
Like, and I get it. You have anger and you're irritated. And I know she probably walked away from this reunion and probably watched it tonight and was like, why did I do
it? You just look bad. I'm like, Arian, you just need to leave the show because you just look thirsty and hungry and hangry and all of that.
Like, you done got naked terrible. For your best friend's ex porn star's girlfriend.
Girl, you were
or
her
wife.
Supermodel. You got left on the curb in New York by your good friend who you went to see her show. You are now screaming on behalf of a woman who is literally sitting there and looking at you like,
and didn't be like, no, she can stay. Like, then when you're telling Chris to leave, they asked you to leave.
And you gonna sit on the side your chair over and said, no, I'm good. No, bitch, they asked you to leave. Okay? You look like a damn fool. Anyway, it was... Arian, I'm so disappointed in you. Because you were always just, like, the cute friend that we didn't really, like, get much from. And that was okay because you were just a side piece with a good wig. Now, you were... Oh, did we get a song?
No.
Did you find the song?
Oh, my God.
We have no idea what the lyrics...
I was like, did she record in a baby? Okay, with the
baby. I'm not mad at the baby. It is very Michelle and Nicki Cello. Oh my God.
Wait, Zach, did someone put this in the thing or did you find this? If our engineer found this and y'all motherfuckers didn't give him this, we giving him a pay raise.
No, that was from the chat. All trying right. to find who was like your credit. That was Sarah Nyake.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Are both these, like, I know you stack on yeah. records, are both of those her? Because they sound, is she using, like her both voices?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I'm not
mad at this at all.
Oh.
Well, let's see it. All right. I mean, I don't think we should be mad at her for getting her Taylor Swift on. Like, nope. Why are y'all mad? I'm sorry, we didn't know about this sooner, Chris. You should be selling that everywhere.
There we go. We
singing it somewhere.
That. Where is this? You gotta get that on SoundCloud. Zach, what is this called? What's the SoundCloud page?
It's the SoundCloud, well,
or what's
SoundCloud
that
is a long user number, but it's Christian, and the song is Blindsided.
Blindsided. I'm gonna put that in my phone. I'm about to listen, because I want to hear all
okay,
the
I do
lyrics.
Want to, you
I want to hear
me,
the actual
I don't,
lyrics.
I don't.
I'm gonna listen to
well,
the
you
lyrics.
You give me the Cliff Notes version of that. We quickly got Bambi, Tammy, and, you know, Bambi knows Waka loves Tammy, and Tammy says she need her space, men get too comfortable, yada, yada, yada.
Nobody
can you please
cares.
Go and tell Mimi this, tell Jocelyn this, tell all these bitches that?
I would, except for she's pregnant too and right back with Waka, and I'm fairly certain that he didn't grow up in 3 months.
So,
I mean, I don't judge, you know, you're going to be with who you're going to be with and who you love, but girl, bye. Bye.
Yeah, a little tribe called Clit Stop it, Keen Lagerfeld.
Ah, that's a good one. Tribe Called Quit.
Caitlin, for sure, 80% better than most of the other cast. The beat really is not bad. Better than majority of the garbage on Love and Hip Hop has been produced.
See, like, that's ready to play. Because you got some love, Chris. Yeah. You got some love and some authenticity. So good for you. And why the, whatever. That just makes it even make less sense that Arian had a problem with the song.
Sky Patterson, stop. We do not need Trinidad James on this show. The fact that Fetty Wap is on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood got me, like, questioning if I'm going to be here next week. All right. So Mama D.
Why do we even talk to them at all? Why? Why?
I'm just like, Mama D, do you hear what the words that are coming out of your mouth?
She is trying her best to get her spin off.
When I got the hate, I got it from the dog. It popped with the poop on it.
And I didn't come in. I wasn't planning to do. And I just, sometimes I go too far. But you was in a dog park and you brought an envelope and you picked it up and you brought the envelope with you into the mall and you didn't plan.
You walking around with shit in your bag.
To be a crazy bitch. Like, you didn't plan it. You just, like, miraculously became a crazy bitch in the midst of it.
She Mary Poppins. She just be like,
You just was at the dog park like, I might need this shit one day. So I'm going to just pick it up now while I'm here. And then you just got into the fight and was like, God dang it, this is perfect.
I would love a show.
Don't you dare say it.
With her.
Don't you dare.
Jackie Christie.
Oh my God, VH1.
And a whole bunch of other people. I'll think about it and let you guys
put together
know.
A cast for that. I can't.
They talk about that brunch scene of that feather with the was from her necklace. And she basically just said, look, when you come for me, my Bob Cola comes out.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, fair enough. You know, we all have moments.
Ernest. What was wrong with Ernest?
He had an aneurysm, but it's in like his, in his aortic, like something around his heart, which is a big deal. Like, that's scary. Mm-hmm. That's a deathly heart attack waiting to happen.
He probably ain't in the safest position. Then we find out Jock is flirting with Carly again as well.
That was so random. Whatever.
That might work.
I mean...
I could. You know what? It's just like when two hoes are just like, you done?
But that's not, they're not done. That's why it won't work. Because they're going to get back together and think it's all right. And they're going to keep, They're both old hoes. They are going to be hoes for life. Mm. They have no desire to
just
really
all
stop
up in the senior
hoeing.
Citizen home.
Just like, in the senior citizen home. Like, I got it.
And don't get it twisted. Old people be on
of
it. When they get
do.
That dementia, honey.
Hello. That's why the fastest growing population with STDs is elderly people. That's... Don't play.
Disgusting.
I mean, hey.
All right, Jocelyn and these pregnancy results. The test said yes.
I forgot we had to talk about them.
I'm also looking at this producer like, does the producer love an inbound?
Which, oh, you're talking about the executive producer?
Looking like the Grateful Dead?
In his Grateful Dead looking shirt, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the shirt. The shirt was cool.
I don't forgot his name, though.
No, I'm not from Canada, y'all. I just
he
say
do, he just
a boat.
Sound like it.
I say boat.
You say a boat.
A boat.
A boat. I was on a boat.
They go, although he got Stevie to come down.
Yes, he did, to come in.
Mona wasn't home. And said, Stevie went to Jocelyn and said, you been with someone else?
You've been asking that to me.
You asked me that the first time.
Last time. What happened to the other baby? Did she lose that baby or she had an abortion? I didn't remember the other baby. That's why I was like, oh, well. Her tears... seem sincere.
I no,
but we know the last time we thought they were sincere when she was fucking with Mimi.
Oh. But I genuinely like, I don't know, it's so hard because it's just like you want to shake Jocelyn out of it, but at the end of the day it's just like she's so broken and hurt and I just want to coddle her and just be like, it's gonna be okay, but you need to stop fucking with these guys and stop doing crack.
But she doesn't know how not to, because that's how she has survived her entire life.
No, Jocelyn, hit me up, girl, and we're going to get you together, girl. We're going to have you star your own show. Like, you stop fucking with this shit. You fucking with a TV show that literally run your ass out to dry. And I know that they put you on this pedestal to make you feel like, yeah, it's the baddest bitch, and I still the baddest bitch.
But they
no.
did it to tear you apart.
To rip you apart. And not that they were doing... Well, not even to say not that they weren't doing it purposely, because they wanted a show.
Yeah.
And they were cool with whatever you were giving them. And you know, not to put the full blame on them, because these are your actions that you were doing for the Showtime. You don't need that. You don't need it. You don't need Stevie. Just get yourself together. Like, that's a PSA for you, girl, because, like, you could really do a lot.
I'm trying to think of something else she could do. Because, like, I feel like rapper, not it. I do think the actor thing could work for her. She did really well in front of Mimi, and, like, maybe she
needs
to
life together and
marry
then
herself
young,
to that.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But serious. Like, really do a show with let Dr. Phil produce you. Like, not in the, but, and do your work, not like the other one on VH1.
I actually haven't watched it, so I don't know. I don't know how good it is.
Looking like
y'all watching that Amber Rose show in the chat room. TMZ. Anybody watching that Amber Rose show? Y'all feeling it? I would love to know. I'm not feeling her with hair when she.
Y'all want to see Mimi's reaction to the pregnancy?
She gonna be like, Stevie, I thought you were sleeping with me.
Fuck with me again!
You're not doing it again. I'm not doing it again, Stevie.
And then we're going to blame Chris for that somehow.
And then she's going to be up in his dick like 2 weeks later again.
No. So, and then allegedly she's leaving Love and Hip Hop. Like,
well, good. Bye.
She ain't going to leave. We're going to see her right next
she
season with the diamond.
An interior, like, does that, maybe she's going to Real Housewives of Atlanta so she can be an interior designer and marry some new woman.
You'd have to be a wife at some point.
She ain't ever been away.
No. Remember, that was the problem. We got this catch-up after this 2020 special, and apparently both people are fighting on Instagram between Stevie and Jocelyn, and Stevie doesn't really believe her, but he'll see when...
The baby comes.
The baby comes. And
that is how they ended the season of Love and Hip Hop.
I hope you guys are proud of yourself. Because on that note, I'm done. I need to go home. Like,
we
I just can't. Like, I'm just tired.
I'm glad to be free.
What were we going to do with that? We were going back to the clapback. I was feeling that. You know, I'm going to start doing a whole dance. Oh, what? No, but that's fine. All right. We want to thank you guys. We love you guys for tuning in every single week,
joining us
in the chat room. Like, I'm sitting here like we're finishing something. Like, we ain't going to be back next week talking about Love and Fucking Hip Hop Hollywood. But that's fine because, yes, new drama, new tea, new people, and new faces. Because they done fired a whole bunch of people, bringing in people.
Yes, they did.
Bitches are pretending they're lesbians and whatnot on the show.
We love that.
You know, we love all that stuff. So, please hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Keep in contact with me all week long at DJ Jesse J.
And I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Boom. Till next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.